Mission. It's by and between Taney County and City of Branson. With us this morning from Taney County Planning and Zoning, we have Mr. Cody Stice along with Mr. Kendall Powell from City of Branson.
Thank you.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
After a long review and a long process, it looks like we're at the back to us stage.
Ball's in our court.
There we go.
How long has it been in our court?
About a week.
So it's been in our court for a week?
Yeah.
And we're going to get it done today?
I hope.
If we vote on it, it's done today.
Well, we're going to start phase two, the design discussion.
Hold on, how long has it been in our court?
Just a week.
Okay.
We got
okay.
it a week ago from the City of Branson, and we got it on the agenda.
Sweet. All right, so let's move forward.
I hope that's right.
Progress is promised.
That's right.
That's right.
Is this the one where we're taking the sewer off of the, that's going down the hill on past Fall Creek, and we're trying to reverse it and bring it back up? And is this that one? I mean, that's kind of the future plans. Is
yeah, the first phase of it would be to provide sewer services to the Fountains of Fall Creek development,
right.
as well as set it up for future phasing of expansion to the west into the county properties of
right.
the Nevins property currently as it sits today, and eventually getting to the Woodland subdivision, which is currently outside the city limits, served by sewer.
That's one
where we'd like to convey it back to the treatment plant in a more efficient manner.
Right.
So,
and would prevent any future expansion of sewer facilities down in the bottom.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Sounds good. You guys have any questions?
I do not.
I don't. Move to approve the cooperative agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Branson.
Second. A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Sounds like
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
All right. Next, we have the Taney County Treasurer, the semi-annual report. Good morning.
How are you?
With us this morning, we have Taney County Treasurer, Ms. Melanie Smith.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm here to present my semi-annual report. This is set by statute, 54-150. The grand total of all funds is $76,869,10207. The next report will show like all of my cash accounts, the CDs, the agencies, which come back to that total as well. You can see each fund balance, and the first report that I gave you shows what's in every account or each fund at this time. And then it has a list of showing where all of our investments are. And then the bank statement. I emailed this to you all last week, so if you have any questions.
And we're continually shopping interest rates and moving accounts as needed.
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions for Madam Treasurer?
No.
This is as of June 30th. Did we receive those unexpected funds? Are they in this report or from MoDOT?
They are in there.
They are in there.
Do you need a motion to accept, or do you...
Just enter into record.
Yeah.
Okay.
Move to enter into the record the semi-annual settlement and investment report as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next, we have the approval of SB 190 applications. With us this morning, we have Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have before you the final installment of 2026 applications for the SB 190. As you know, our collector has stipulations that she must abide by, and that she has a very thorough process of screening these. She does recommend that the Commission approve SB 190 applicant number 3270 through... 3328 and deny number 3329 through 3340. The deadline to receive applications, of course, was June 30th. So this is the final batch.
Okay. Questions, comments, concerns? Do you have a motion, Commissioner Keyes?
Yes. Move to approve SB 190 applications number 3270 through 3328 and deny applications number 3329 through 3340.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission. We will get those letters out.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much. All right. Next, we'll move to our court orders, personal property abatements, and our add-on report. All right. Let's relist everybody again. From the Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison, along with Taney County Assessor, Mr. Davey Wilson, his assistant, Ms. Margaret Salgado.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right, we'll start first with the personal property abatements and add-on report for June 2026.
Move to accept and enter into the record the personal property abatements and add-on report for June 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have one for a real estate paid abatement. It's abatement number 215139. It is labeled erroneous assessment.
There's just no data.
Yeah, we have simply a court page.
It was abated for the 75-25 split nightly rental.
And it was verified they only own one?
Yes.
Correct.
Are people establishing multiple LLCs to get around?
Yes, they are.
So we need a, is it a?
It's not even within our purview to have the, to do the research to be able to find out who owns the LLCs.
Who's?
So by the letter of the law, because of what the previous BOE established, I think it was back in 2021, the 75-25 split would go to a single owner or LLC. Because of the way that that was done, if somebody goes to the trouble of opening multiple LLCs...
Can we not make it to where individuals can own it, but LLCs get charged the full... I mean, LLC is a business, not an individual.
So how in the world... That would have to come from you guys or from the BOE.
I don't know that it comes from us. I think it comes. You're the taxing authority, but I don't know.
I'm not the taxing authority. I'm the assessing appraiser. We appraise valuations. We don't set levies.
You don't set levies, but you... Okay. I think you have a little bit more ability than what you're thinking, but I could be wrong. You might get with Mr. Elliott. I just don't... I know that's
we're seeing a lot of them.
I know that people are doing.
We don't have the manpower.
No. We understand that. But it's like, okay, just blanket. If it's an LLC, if it's a business name, it's 100% commercial.
And if I may, in recent years, specifically 2025, the BOE did set forth stricter guidelines with the LLCs.
Because, I mean, again, the 25, I don't know, regardless if you agree with it or don't agree with it, you can't, they can't sit there and have multiple LLCs to bypass paying the taxes that put the burden on the fire districts, the different taxing entities. As far as the county, obviously we operate solely on sales tax.
Right.
So does it affect our budgets? Not at all. But it affects
schools,
all the different entities that do rely on personal property and real estate taxes. And so, you know, and if they're going to find a loophole, then it's just ridiculous. We shouldn't have to be doing this. People should be honest and honorable and moral and ethical.
If we could get a ruling from the legislature.
The legislature's not going to do anything because they own it. They're not going to because they own stuff in Lake of the Ozarks. That's where a lot of, I mean, legislators aren't going to do anything. But again, I think you may have some more ability without costing a lot to go after the information. But I could be wrong.
So find a way to track through them, how to tie them.
Or just don't even track through them. Like, hey, if you guys are going to play this
LLC
game, the LLC, I mean, 100%. Again, okay. LLC is a limited liability corporation. You can't tell me that you can't be charged commercial rates if you're an LLC owning something. I mean, common sense has to prevail at some time. Now, I understand LLCs own, I get all that. So, I mean, if anybody's listening or they want to make comments, I understand all that. I have LLCs that own farmland. I get it. But, come on. If it's used as nightly rental at all, it needs to be charged commercial. It goes back to hotels that only have a 40 or 60% occupancy rate. Do they get 40% off? No. Does any other commercial business get it off? No.
But they can get, hotels can be income based and do the income approach. So if a hotel is experiencing a downturn, we can, instead of doing a cost based approach for their assessment, we can do an income based approach.
Income based, but what's it still percent? What's the percentage on it at? It's still based at the commercial.
Yeah.
It's still commercial.
It is.
Still 100% commercial in that basis is based off of
and
that.
And the valuation. Well,
yeah, the
valuation
is commercial.
Classification is commercial. The valuation is based off of income or off of.
Correct.
Not off of.
Commercial account, yeah.
Correct. So it's still commercial.
Right. And I don't have a dog in this fight.
And we don't either.
I would rule anyway to make it right, but I know that once all this starts coming together, that. We'll have a repeat of last year with the number of BOE meetings you'll have.
But if the fight's for the good of the people, then it's worth the time.
Well, and once again, trying to be proactive and knowing that the BOE is going to award the 75-25 anyway to the people, then we just, as long as that's just all we're looking for, when we pull it up in our program, if that name comes up, and pull it up to look and see if that name has any other properties. If they do, they can only get it on one property. We've made that very clear to them. But if we pull up this name and it says it's only got that one property under it, then we've been awarding that split, that mixed use.
With the information we have available.
With the information that we have available.
Roger.
Labels Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated July 7th, 2026.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have clerical error. We have two on there. Abatement number 215140 and 215141. You want to go into this, and we do have their letters.
I've got their letters of tax exemption. I've got their paperwork from the feds proving that they are a 501c3. I've actually spoken with the owners and then personally driven out there to look at their property and witness